Also, we have the incredible schus to read Parshas Vayeshev, the Shabbos. And of course, we read of the tragic tale of the unraveling of Yaakov Avinu's family. The animosity between the brothers, between Yosef and his brothers, first started by the coat, the gift that Yosef gets over his brothers, fueled by the dreams that Yosef shares with his brothers. And of course, everything kind of reaches the apex of animosity when the brothers sell Yosef into servitude, beginning a 22-year fracture in the family. So the pasuk says, the way the story starts with the sale of Yosef is Yaakov Avinu innocently sends Yosef to check on his brothers. Yaakov tells Yosef, your brothers are out tending the sheep in the field, go out and see how they're doing. And then the Torah records something amazing. This is in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, chapter 37, verse 15. Vayimsa'ihu ish, so this is Yosef now is going on the road, he's going towards Shechem, right, and to look for his brothers. So he's on his way. Vayimsa'ihu ish, so a man found Yosef. Vihime toa basada. So literally translated, Yosef was wandering in the field. Vayishaleu ha'ish lemar mativakesh. And the man asked Yosef, saying, the man asked Yosef, saying, what are you looking for? So again, on a basic level, what is the pasuk saying? Yosef is walking around looking for his brothers. It sounds like he got a little bit lost. A man sees him wandering around, toa basada, and the man says to Yosef, what is it that you are looking for? And of course, Yosef responds in the next pasuk, es achai anochi mevakesh, I am looking for my brothers. And the question is obvious. The Torah is not a storybook. So why is there a need to include this particular detail? Who is the ish? Who is the manning? What does this have to do with anything? The point of the story is that Yosef is going to find his brothers. The brothers are ready to kill him. And instead of killing them, throw him into a pit and sell him into servitude. That's the essence of the story. Yet there's this detail over here about Yosef getting lost, the man finding him. What are you looking for? What's the message embedded in these seemingly unnecessary and extraneous details? And the Kotzk Rebbe, the Rebbe Reb Nachman Lev Kotzk, says something so beautiful. He says as follows, Hamalach limedes Yosef. You see again, Rashi points out that the Ish, the man, is no regular Ish, but rather again, the Ish is a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ish is a Malach, is an angel. And the angel was here to teach Yosef a very important lesson. Remember again, this exchange is the last exchange that Yosef has with any other human being or any other entity. He thought it was a human being before being sold into servitude. The next episode, the next event in Yosef's life is he runs into his brothers, he's stripped of his clothing, of his dignity, and he's thrown into a pit. That's the next event that occurs. This is the last dialogue that Yosef has before his entire life unravels. And the Kotzker says that the Malach was preparing, the angel, the Ish, the man, was preparing Yosef for the dark and difficult journey ahead. And the Malach was teaching him, Shetamid kasher tihyad toa bidarche achayim. Sometimes during the journey of life, we get lost. Sometimes we lose our way. Bishas muvukas nefesh. Sometimes we're confused. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. Sometimes the enormity of our circumstances just gets the best of us. And in those moments when you lose your way, and in those moments when you don't know where to go, and in those moments when you feel so lost and listless, what do you do? How do you get yourself back on the right path? Sheyomar liatzmo, what you need to say to yourself, sheyafir laatzmo, es mevukasho ushiifaso. In those moments when you feel lost in life, you have to ask yourself one simple question. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life? Answer that question for yourself, and you will get yourself back on the proper path. When you lose your way in life and you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, ask yourself the simple question, what do I want out of life? What do I want out of life right now? What do I want out of life today? What do I want out of life next week? Ask and answer those questions, and you will find your way back onto the proper path. Because if you don't know what you want, and you don't know where you're going, and you don't know what you're trying to achieve, then you can never find your way back onto the right path. And says the Kasker, this is what is unfolding for Yosef. Ve'yimtzeihu ish, a man, who's the man, is a malach. And the malach sees Yosef, and he says, Yosef, or he sees Yosef, v'hine toeh basodeh, Yosef is lost. Now the truth is, it might not be that Yosef is lost yet, but the ish, the malach, sees that Yosef is going to be lost very soon. In just a matter of moments, everything he knew in life was going to be taken from him. In just a moment, the life that he knew, the family that he knew, was going to be taken away, robbed from him, stripped from him. And Yosef was going to be cast into the field, into the desert, into the pit, into Egypt. And the Malach says to Yosef, there are going to be times in life where you are going to be lost. There are times in life where you are going to lose your way, going to lose your direction. And in that moment, you have to ask yourself a simple question. The Malach says, I'm going to ask you the question you have to ask yourself. Mativakesh, what do you want, Yosef? Yosef, answer for yourself what you want out of life. Answer for yourself what you want from yourself. Ask yourself, what do you want out of this existence? And if you answer that question, then you will put yourself back on the proper path in life. The lesson is so profound. A lot of times in life, we lose our way. A lot of times in life, I take a detour, or I just stop paying attention, and suddenly again, I'm lost. I'm toeh basodeh. I'm just lost. I'm lost in the shuffle of everyday life. I'm lost sometimes in the difficulties. I'm lost sometimes in the tragedies. I get lost over the course of the journey of life. And how do I find my way back? How do I find my derech? How do I find my road? And the answer is one simple question I have to ask myself. Mativakesh, what do I want? What do I want from life? You know, it's an interesting question, because a lot of times we ask ourselves, you know, what do I have to do? What do I have to accomplish today? What do I have to be today? What's on my to-do list today? But that's not mativakesh. Mativakesh means, what do I want out of life? What kind of person do I want to be? What kind of life do I want to lead? And my dear friends, when we ask that question and answer that question, that illuminates the way. I'm not sure if I should do something or not do something. Well, very simply, what do you want out of life? Who do you want to be? What type of lifestyle do you want to lead? What are your goals and aspirations, dreams and accomplishments? What do you want from life? And if you can answer that question, then chances are you could also answer whether I should or I shouldn't do this particular thing. Mativakesh, what do you want out of life? What do you want from yourself? Now, amazingly enough, Yosef says, and he doesn't even realize the profundity of his answer, but Yosef answers, and Yosef says, Es achai anochi mevakesh. You know what I really want more than anything out of life? I want shalom with my brothers. I want unity with my brothers. I want to be a family. I want shalom. I just want my brothers. I know maybe sometimes I've made childish mistakes, and maybe sometimes I've said things that I shouldn't have said, or shared things that I shouldn't have shared. But my brothers have no idea how much I love them. My brothers have no idea how much I care for them. All I want is my brothers. And I'll tell you something amazing. Fast forward 22 years. After Yosef's hardships, separation, difficulty, servitude, he rises to the power, to the position of viceroy. And you want to hear something amazing? When his brothers kneeled before him, and he had the opportunity to exact revenge, he doesn't do it. Instead, he uses his position of power to unify the family, to bring everyone back together. Why? Because Yosef knew what he wanted out of life. What he wanted when he was viceroy was the same thing he wanted 22 years earlier. Es achai anochi mevakesh. You see, when you know what you want out of life, that helps you to make informed, meaningful, and wise decisions. Es achai anochi mevakesh. See, even when he had the power to exact revenge, he didn't do so, because that's not what he wanted. He didn't want revenge out of life. He wanted the same thing that he told the Malach 22 years earlier. I want my family to be together. I want my family to be b'shalom. I want my family to love each other. That's what I want out of life. And so, my dear friends, the same lesson that applied for Yosef applies to our lives as well. It is natural and normal to get lost over the course of the journey. We get so wrapped up with so many of the details of day-to-day living that we forget to ask ourselves the simple question, what do I want out of life? And I have a choice to make. I could spend my life on the side roads of life. I could spend my life driving on the shoulder, never really getting anywhere or accomplishing all that much, being a good person, trying to do what I can, but not really moving myself forward. I could spend my life lost in the field. But if I don't want to do that, I want to live a life of meaning and a life of purpose, I must ask myself a simple two-word question every single day. Mativakesh. What do I want from today? What do I want from this week? What do I want from my life? And answer that question. What do you want for yourself? What do you want to accomplish? And who do you want to be? And if you can answer that question, then in Emirtza Hashem, the decisions you make become so much clearer. The decisions you make become so much simpler. Because I'm not just making one-off decisions or just kind of half-hearted or kind of half-baked ideas. But I know what I want out of life. I know who I want to be. And I know what I have to do in order to get there. It worked for Yosef. Even despite all of the trauma and tragedy, Emir Tzashem, the words of the Malach will inspire us as well. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.